Thoughts, rather.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. Hope that you're safe. You know, this weather is so unpredictable in different areas. Some people got rain, snow. It's a little chilly here in Georgia right now, and it pretty much rained all weekend. And we just hope that everybody is safe and everybody's got your heat on and you got your covers and you throwed another chunk of wood on the fire. And as you continue to ask God to see you through this and to bless you, I hope that you have been a blessing to somebody else. And there are a lot of families. Of course, this is what they say, tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la, la 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 la. This is the season where we sort of get together and families get together and everything. But I want you to be mindful. I want you to be mindful of families this year who have loved ones in the hospital, in the hospice, in various kinds of different kinds of care. Families that don't have families, conscious of that as we go through this particular season. Don't want to throw no cold water on it, but I just want you to know that probably in the business that I'm in, probably somebody be having a funeral around Christmas time. Some loved one would have passed away, whether it's a child or a husband or wife or both. I have been with funerals where you had your husband or you had your wife, and then I've been where we had both of them. And so be conscious during this holiday season about this Christmas thing that you might be good and healthy and everything, but there may be some people around about you that are just not doing just well. Well, as I said before, this is the season to be jolly, and we're going to sing some of those songs. We're going to actually sing some songs that we ought to be singing, that we ought to be participating in all year, really, not just for this particular time, but Oh Come All You Faithful. Oh, that's a song that we sang during the Christmas holiday. I'm thinking that's one of them 365 days a year songs. That's one of them 52 Sunday songs. Oh, come all you faithful. The call is going out to all you. Come all you that are faithful. And then one we sing is Joy to the World. We'll sing that song quite a bit during December. But isn't that what the book of Philippians and the book of Ephesians is talking about? That we ought to have joy, that we ought to praise God, that we ought to have joy all the time. And then a good song will be a good couple of songs that need to be sung during Christmas time that you might not even think have anything to do with Santa Claus, and that's I Surrender All. How about let's just surrender ourselves to God year-round, not only to this particular time of the season, but and I think really religiously in some areas, I think we've really gotten away from the religious side of Christmas. We've drawn more to the commercial side, you know. Well, maybe what you want for Christmas, you know, a car, a house, a toy, something of that sort. We sort of lean more that way now than we do in trying to get our family into church or into Christ or into God. And so that'd be a good song to sing. I Surrender All. You may not think that Santa Claus is involved in that, but and what about the other one? I am resolved. I am resolved. And of course, not only is Christmas coming up on us, but also the New Year is coming up on us. And so normally I would sing that song. I'm resolved. I'm resolved this year to do this, do that, to be better, to accomplish this, to have set some goals and things of that sort. So that's a real good song to sing. I am resolved. I'm resolved to stay in Christ or to get my family members in Christ. And then what about this last song? 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, because that's what we talked about, right? We talked about the birth of Christ. We're talking about Jesus coming into the world, and there were two times in the Bible. There was two times in the Bible where the statement has been made that we have found the Christ. One was at his birth. Now we know that a normal birth is about 9 months, basically. Some comes sooner, maybe some may come just a little bit later. But basically, in our minds and in what medical field they say, a birth is 9 months. But if you notice, the birth of Jesus took almost 2,000 years. And so somebody said, 2,000 years? So what are you talking about? What Bible are you reading out of? I'm reading out of Isaiah 7 and verses 14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. That's what I'm reading out of, and that was over 2,000 years before the book of Matthew was ever printed, when it says, now the birth of Jesus Christ is on this wise. And so, as I said before, most births take 9 months, but this one was predicted, and this was in prophecy for more than 2,000 years. How you know? Because of Isaiah 9 and verse number 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, in the book of Isaiah, long before the book of Matthew. And then Matthew chapter 1, verse number 18 says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, that when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with a child. And then in John 1 and verse number 14, he says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory as of the only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. So I know what we're talking about when we talk about, as a matter of fact, Jesus himself, you know, God Christ and the Holy Spirit, Jesus himself, before pre-fleshly state, was in the Old Testament. Somebody said, oh, you done fell off the boat now. You've gone off the deep end. The Bible tells me that when Moses was traveling through the wilderness for 40 years, and God told him, go speak to that rock if you want some water, or go speak to that rock if you want this or you want that. And the Bible tells me, and the rock that followed them was Christ, pre-fleshly state, before he became a human being in flesh, in John 1 and verse number 14. Read your Bibles every once in a while. Just pick your Bibles up and open up the pages and read them every once in a while. And you see how all of this, you see how all these things come together. Most people think the book of Matthew is the book of Matthew. The book of Mark is the book of Mark. The book of, what comes after Matthew, Mark? Mark, Luke, okay. The book of Luke is Luke. No, all these books tie together. All of these books tell the entire story. It's a gold thread that goes throughout the Bible. The book of Isaiah, we wouldn't know nothing about the Matthew. We wouldn't know nothing about Matthew chapter 2. Now the birth of Jesus Christ is on this wise, if we did not know anything about Isaiah 7:14, Isaiah 19, and verse number 6, and other passages that predicted his particular birth. Read your Bibles. And then Jesus was hated. How would you like to be in this particular position? Some of you might have been, I don't know. How'd you like to be in this position right here, that you was hated before you even got in the world? Well, unfortunately, I do know some people who didn't want to be pregnant and didn't want to have no babies and stuff like that, so I got to pass that up. You was hated before you ever got in the world. You was hated while you're in the world, and then hate is what took you out of the world. Jesus, that was his profile. When the Bible said, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, and then Herod, the king, everybody kept saying, a savior is coming, a new king is coming, a new Messiah is coming. This means take over. This means be in charge. This means to take away something that I got. And so when they talked about Jesus doing the kingdom, when they talked about Jesus coming and setting up his kingdom, Pharaoh did not like it at not one bit. So he lied. He lied and said, this is what I want you to do. I hear the Christ is going to be born. And what I want you to do is I want you to go find the Christ. And once you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him. Now, It sounded like a good gesture. And when he sent the men out, they probably questioned that. They probably questioned that, but they couldn't do it on their own. So here they go out, and they see the star and all this kind of stuff, and they find Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And on the way back, the Holy Spirit interceded with that and told them to go back another way. What I found out, just read your Bibles, it was more than a year before Pharaoh found out where Jesus was or if he was born at all or anything that's because the way the Bible reads and the prophecy was, they couldn't figure him out. Now, how I know that Pharaoh's intentions were not good? How do I know that? Because when he couldn't find out, when he finally found out a year or so later, he wanted all the male children a couple of years, because he figured if he killed off all the boys that was at least 2 years old, because he's just now finding this out within a year, he bound to catch him in there somewhere. That was where he figured. He didn't say kill all the children of 1 year old. Why? Because Jesus may have turned out already to be 2 years old. He would have missed him. So that's the same way it was with Moses. Read your Bibles. Go back and read your Bibles every once in a while. And so Jesus was hated, and there was many times in the Bible when he says that when he was in the crowd, he hid himself in the crowd. And I love the part. So Jesus was born as a baby, lived his life to an adult. Then we see another situation. We'll probably talk about that a little bit later, where the statement was in John 1, verses 37 through 41, we have found the Christ. This was found the Christ as an adult. They didn't find the Christ as a baby, not in that particular passage. The baby was the one that was found in the book of Matthew. It's a great story. If you just read not the Christmas story, not the Christmas side of this thing, not the Christmas story. I'm talking about read the real Bible about the birth of Jesus. And I'm telling you, you will be astonished. Well, this is the season, and of course you can't get around it. I know some people say, well, I just don't celebrate Christmas, and I do this, that, and other. Well, just quit lying about that, because you do something different that day than you would do all year. I know you do, whether you stay sleep late or you cook a little piece of chicken or some of this stuff. So quit lying about that you don't celebrate it, because you do. And I ain't never seen nobody give back no Christmas bonus on your job just because you are whatever religion that you're in. Well, my religion, we don't celebrate Christmas and everything. And they say, here go $400 for a Christmas bonus. Do you give it back? No. Call me if you do. 444. I know you don't give it back. Well, the Bradshaws would like to wish everybody a happy holiday season, and I hope everybody's safe, whether you travel going somewhere or whether somebody's traveling to come to your place. Father, continue to bless us. We do thank you for this opportunity that we can even keep this in our forefront, that you are born into this world. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again, and try to have a super-duper week.